54 degrees in Chicago at 10:45.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now, here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And once again, for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, we're certainly charmed today by having as our guest one of my favorite featured vocalists from the RCA Victor Record Company, Miss Joja Gibbs. I suppose we could be obvious about it and say her nib's Miss Gibbs, and maybe we will.
Oh, please be different, Howie. Be different.
George, I said to someone yesterday that today was going to be a ball, and I'm not changing my mind at all. It's just wonderful having you back in the city.
Thank you very much.
What brings you here?
Get the baseball cap out and we're ready, huh?
Yeah, we could play catch.
Would you like to know why I'm in town,
Howie? You're here for the Music Operators of America meeting and convention, and you're going to entertain tonight.
Would you like to go for the second plateau?
George, I, first of all, before we get in to the meat of this interview, have to congratulate you on a move. Not that there's anything wrong with the Mercury Record Company, but I know that you belong wholeheartedly to Joe Carlton, who is the major domo of the RCA Victor people, and you're back with your old boss, huh?
Yes, it's kind of like coming back home, Howie. It really is. You know, Joe was responsible for my first gold record.
Sure.
He gave me Kiss of Fire.
So he starts all over again and makes a smash with you, the first record that
you make
for
RCA Victor. Wouldn't that be nice?
It sounds like it, George. It sounds like it's in that general scope or scheme of things, the idiom of music, that you do so well and that is currently in the popular fancy of record buyers.
What they call in the market today.
Yeah, I think so. Do you see any possibility that it's going to change and the market isn't going to be this heavy beat of music, George?
Oh, gee, Howard, you're in such a better position than I am to judge that, because you're the man who listens to all, gets all these records, and I think you have a closer contact than I do.
My ears and eyes are jaundiced by it, George. I probably am in least position to see the forest for the trees, but
well, according to my 15-year-old niece, it's still here to stay for a while, at least through the summer months anyway.
And I presume that at least some vestige of rock and roll is going to stay, even if big ballads come back.
Oh, I don't think that's ever going to leave. I think that's silly. You've got to have a beat. They may give it a new name, Howie, but what else are you going to have? You've got to have a beat. How can you dance without it?
Yes.
And how can you dance without a 2/4 beat? It's the best possible kind of beat you can have.
And strangely enough, if records are being made for the beat so that kids can dance during their records, then why is it that bands don't come back, Georgia? Because actually they haven't cut any mustard at all.
Well, I know, don't you think records might have something to do with it?
Well, I suppose I have always contended that why buy an instrumental of a comparatively good-named band where you can get fine instrumentation from a studio band and get a featured singer like a Georgia Gibbs on the same record?
Oh, you get 2 for 1 there.
That's right. And this is why I've always argued with the record companies that big bands won't come back because the other gives them, as you say, the 2-for-1 shot at the thing. Georgia, before we talk about Sugar Candy, let's listen to a record that I'm sure that we'll get a kindly remark and appraisal from you. It's this new one by Andy Williams. It's on Cadence. He has a little girl helping him by the name of Peggy Powers, and it's a swell record called I Like Your Kind of Love.
Honey, babe. Ooh, honey, babe. Honey, babe. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Honey, babe, I like the way that you walk by. I like the way you swing your eye. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Every night, I like the way you beg for more and linger there outside the door. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Well, 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 ain't it swell? Can't reveal how I feel. No one else could ever thrill me like you do. You make my every dream come true. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Honey, babe. Ooh, honey, babe. I like you kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Honey, babe, I like the way you wear your clothes. My love for you just grows and grows. I like your kind of love. Honey, you know I do. When you're near, you don't know what you do to me.
and that's the way it ought to be. I like your kind of love, honey, you know I do. Don't you know I love you so? Can't you see that you're for me? Honey, babe, I like the way you hold my hand to make me know you understand. I like your kind of love, honey, you know I do. Honey, babe, ooh, honey, babe, honey, babe, I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Ooh, honey, babe, I like your kind of love.
That's good. Baby, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Honey, babe, I like you. Kind of love.
That's good. Baby, that's good.
That's Andy Williams with a fine new Cadence recording called I Like Your Kind of Love, Baby. Andy Williams on Cadence. I just want to interrupt the activity here in the studio for a very brief moment because even the Wrigley folk wouldn't want me to get too far away from the talk with Miss Georgia Gibbs, who is our star today, star of the Victor Record Company, and also, of course, a great star of the theaters and the clubs. But I would like to suggest to you, wherever you are and whoever you are, whoever you happen to be, that there is a lot of enjoyment for you every time that you open up a pack of Wrigley Spearmint. Five delicious sticks of a swell product that brings you sheer contentment. Always light, always pure, always wholesome, always good. So why don't you be good to yourself and be good to the kids in the family? It's a delicious treat between meals or after meals when you ask for it by that name, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Always delicious. We know that you'll enjoy it. And I'm breaking myself up by handing Georgia a stick just as I finished with the commercial.
Here, huh?
Well, certainly,
yeah,
it's the only kind in the whole world. Georgia, let's get back to this business of music now. I know that you've been most active at the nightclub and theater level.
Television. Where has been
your,
don't you recognize that yet?
what has been your most recent live performance? Where has it been? Vegas?
2 weeks ago, I was on with Jack Benny, the Star of Stars. As a matter of fact, we introduced the record.
Sure, on the CBS network.
That's right.
Yeah, but I mean at the nightclub level. I know that you always
I know
the
last one,
scene.
Let me see. I was in Vegas in December. I was in Eden Rock in Florida.
Do you find, Georgia, that you have to change the material that you do in a spot that's generally geared for the sophisticates like Vegas or Florida?
Oh, very
as
much
compared
so.
To the theaters or the clubs that you work
not
elsewhere?
So much. Well, I try to, and I think I'm lucky in that respect, Howie, in that I can change around my performance and I can do different types of songs. You see, I do think that you have to do your hit records regardless where you go because
yes.
primarily that's what the people came in to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But then on top of that, I try to give them what they like. And today, I mean, the clubs being rather expensive, I don't think you get many people under 40 or in their late 30s, yes. you see. And so naturally you can do the, let's say, the older type songs, the kind of the rockabys and the Cole Porters and the Rodgers and Hart type songs.
Yes.
Besides, I like to mix them up, as a matter
well, George, of
fact.
Of course, you're fortunate because all of show business acknowledges that you're one of the brightest stars in the entire firmament of show business heavens. You don't need a record to get into a club. You don't need a record to be accepted
helps.
Because you have such a great performance. No, it helps you maybe a little bit, but you don't need it.
But
what has this done to the other people, and where are these people coming from to populate show business a few years from now when it's entirely dependent upon records?
Well, see, now that really is a problem. I tell you, you know, everybody... I see all these kids come up overnight, you know, and right away the next day they're making $10,000. Of course, I think that's wonderful. I certainly didn't do it that way. I think I did it what we term the hard way. But I must admit, Howie, that it really has paid off for me because of this very thing that you just brought up. When you get out on a floor, I mean, all right, you get a hit record, and then right away you're playing all the big spots, right?
Yeah.
All right, so that you have a hit record, how long does it take? What, 2 minutes, 35
sure.
seconds? What are you going to do for 35 minutes?
That's right.
Huh? And what are they going to do? Then these poor kids just they have to fall on their face because there's nothing to replace experience, Howie.
And they get a taste of that lush life, and then, of course, they're dropped
I think it's really pathetic the way... I mean, they don't give the kid a chance to grow into
well,
a
Well, is
performer.
There any cure for it? Can there be some schools? Can vaudeville come back? Can
no,
something happen?
No, I don't
happen?
Think vaudeville's ever going to come back.
Well,
not with television.
It's a tragic thing, though, because if something doesn't come back to repopulate show business with people who are qualified performers... I think it's placing an undue strain on the record industry. You have to keep coming up constantly with newcomers to get new
I think that's
records.
Why there are so many new names today. I think that's just it. There are so many more new names, I think, the past year than they ever have been in the recording
and
business.
And hasn't this largely been responsible for the almost complete demise of the theaters as we know them, the live performances?
Well, no, I think television is more to blame for that than anything else.
You do than the lack of performers?
Oh, yes, I do.
Because I know here in the Balaban and Katz chain, they have told me that it's almost impossible to book 52 weeks a year of performers because there aren't that many performers that want to move anymore.
Well, because of all the great performers have gone into television, the Danny Thomases and all, they don't even want to play the club.
Sure.
The only time Vegas can get them, actually, is when their show goes off for the summer.
And the Georgia Gibson can make $25,000 a week in
Las
Vegas.
I love you!
And so why should you work for a measly little $10,000 in the
theater? That could be my manager, Howie.
Georgia, all right, we'll talk to him. And I see Joe Carlton is here, too, and I want to acknowledge the fact that he is. Joe is the boy who you said discovered you for Mercury, got a couple of big smash hits for you, then he moved over to Victor, and when your contract expired, you went to Victor, so that's the record we're going to play. Georgia Gibbs' first offering for her new parent label, under the deft hand of Mr. Joe Carlton, who produced this record. Here is Georgia Gibbs with another, I hope, gold record seller called Sugar Candy.
Sugar candy, you'll always be my sweet, sweet dandy. You'll always be my sugar candy. I'll be true to you, to you. I'll be true to you. You'll always be my sugar candy. You'll always be my sweet, sweet dandy. You'll always be my sugar candy. I'll be true to you, to you. I'll be true to you. Just can't be beat.
You'll always be my sugar candy. You'll always be my sweet, sweet candy. You'll always be my sugar candy. I'll be true to you, to you. I'll be true to you. You'll always be my sugar candy. You'll always be my sweet, sweet candy. Sugar candy, I'll be true to you, to you. I'll be true to you.
Bum, 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 bum.
I'm just living for your loving. Nobody thrills me the way you do. Love me longer, love me stronger. I'm so hungry just for you.
You'll always be my sugar candy. You'll always be my sweet, sweet dandy. You'll always be my sugar candy. I'll be true to you, to you. I'll be true to you.
That's Georgia Gibbs with a fine thing called Sugar Candy. Not even slightly competitive to our product, although we have an equally good product to
Would
Sugar
you like
Candy.
A piece
it's
of
called
Wrigley's
Gum. You know,
I
this
love
is
it.
This is a wonderful product, Georgia, because every time you pull off this clean white foil, you see, and then the silver underneath, it's an invitation to some of that deep pleasure that always goes with pleasant munching. You ever see a cow standing out in the pasture munching? Really,
is
this
he munching
some relax.
Experiment chewing gum?
I wish they would. Think of what the consumption would do. We'd probably stay on the air forever. But it's true that chewing gives a relaxation to the whole spirit and the being, and that's why I always suggest that people chew and chew Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum. All gum is good, but I think Wrigley's Spearmint's the best. Georgia, where do you go from Chicago now? Back into the theater? The club?
I'm going back home, and we get set for this big RCA spectacular that we're putting on June 15th.
Uh-huh. You never do anything like take 2 weeks off, do you? It seems to me.
Yes, I am more and more.
3 weeks a year.
No, I am more and more now, Howie, because I have this new apartment and it's my first real home I've ever had, and I can't tell you what it means to me, Howie, to be there. I have a terrace. I tell you, I'm getting out the plants on the terrace.
Sure.
My little, I don't have a green thumb. It's slightly on the yellow side, but anyway, I'm trying to plant my petunias. And listen, you can't make your whole life singing.
No,
of course you can.
You used to go over to Europe every year, Georgia. Have
yes,
you discontinued those trips?
No, in fact, I just came back. I was back this past summer. I sang for Prince and Princess
Rainier.
Yes,
oh,
I sang
you?
For the big gala in Monte Carlo.
Oh.
But I think this year I'm going to stay in the good old USA because Europe is overrun already. They've started the tourist season there. So if I go, actually, I'll go in late September.
George, as always, it's a great pleasure to entertain you on this show. Thank you for being here.
By the way, how are you Cubs doing?
We'll see you tomorrow from CBS, Joe.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM Chicago. General Rug Cleaners trucks cover every Chicago neighborhood twice every day, and only General Rug Cleaners offers you genuine duo delay process with the amazing DuPont discovery that keeps rugs clean up to five times longer. All work money back guaranteed. Call General Rug Cleaners now. Suburbs call Enterprise 8400. Local phones Independence 3-2000. Remember, it's just as thrifty to bring home Coca-Cola. Sign of good taste. 54 degrees at 11 o'clock.
WBBM FM, Chicago.
Wendy Warren and the News.
Hello, folks.